Good morning. This is Cindy Fazio with the Washington Department of Financial Institutions. Today is March 22nd, 2016, and it's just 11 o'clock. And this is the public hearing on the rulemaking process under Washington Administrative Code 208-700. Thank you for joining us at this public hearing under the Act and the Rules. I am the presiding officer for this rulemaking hearing. And noting that there are no attendees at the hearing, I do have a sign-up sheet. If anybody does show up for the hearing, we will ask them to sign the sign-in sheet to leave their address and email information so that we can provide them with a copy of the next public rulemaking documents, one of those being entitled the Concise Explanatory Statement, which will explain all of the comments and how we treated those comments during the rulemaking process, and the other document, which is a rulemaking hearing memorandum, which is a summary of this morning's hearings. So the hearing is called to order, and we will continue to consider all comments received until 5 o'clock on March 25th. That is an extension of the date that was provided in the CR 102, and so again, we will continue to consider all comments until 5 o'clock p.m. on March 25th. The proposed rule was filed with the code reviser as the CR 102 on February 15, 2016, and published in the Washington State Register at WSR 16-05-067 on March 2, 2016. That CR 102 and the proposed language can be found on our website, along with all rulemaking documents. The existing rules are being amended to make the rules consistent with the statute. So the statute, Chapter 19.144 RCW, was amended during the 2015 legislative session, and you can see that amendment specifically in RCW 19.144.010. DFI has not received any comments to date on the proposed rules. Comments are part of the public record, and any comments that we do receive are always available either upon request and by viewing them on our website. Being that there is nobody at the hearing, and I've not received notice from anybody that they were going to be attending the hearing, I'm going to turn the recorder off and we'll keep the hearing open for a period of time just to accommodate anybody that may be running late. If nobody shows up, I will go back on the recorder and adjourn the meeting. Thank you. Hi, this is Cindy Fazio again with the Washington Department of Financial Institutions. It's now just about 11:30 on March 22nd, and this is the public hearing under the rule amendments for the mortgage lending and home ownership rules found in the Washington Administrative Code at 208-700. And there have been no attendees at the hearing, and nobody has contacted us to let us know that they did want to attend or would be attending. So again, we are extending the comment period through close of business on March 25th, 2016. And you can go to our rulemaking website and see all of the rulemaking documents. And at this time, I will thank you for your attention. We will review all of the comments received and proceed with consideration for adopting final rules. The hearing is adjourned at 11:30 on March 22nd, 2016. Thank you.